okay. We're glad you're back with us for another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget installment. Today's special guest, Mr. Bob Hoy from InstitutionalAdvisors.com. This week, Fed officials took the first steps in years to curtail QE efforts. The FOMC announced a $10 billion taper in monthly bond purchases. Joining me with his view on the situation and the precious metals market, Bob Hoy, editor-in-chief investment strategist of InstitutionalAdvisors.com. Welcome back, Bob Hoy.
Chris, good to be with you. Yeah, we live in exciting times.
Isn't that a curse? May you live in exciting times.
Oh, yeah, that's a Chinese one. I've always liked that one. But, you know, it shows that there is just too much short-term power in the utterances from the Federal Reserve. Now, on our work, and we sent out a piece a number of hours ago, not thinking about FOMC or anything. It was just that gold and silver sector had come down to some of the RSIs, you know, the relative strength. Well, it's a momentum reading. It got down into the low 30s, and that would be buying territory. Just to back up a bit, after that brilliant run out of in May and June in the gold sector, we follow the silver-gold ratio, and in any rally, silver really outperforms gold. And we run the RSI on that one, and that got up to 80, which was very overbought. And as a matter of fact, we said it was dangerous, and it was time to lighten up on the gold stocks and for the very nimble traders to play the short side of some of the silver stocks. And that's worked out rather well. And then, as I mentioned earlier today, we put one out that some of these momentum targets had virtually been reached, and we could look for a rally. The final on the thing was we didn't know whether it was going to happen quick or next week, but it happened today. Now, here's also another thing here is that the street, so the market was ready for a rally, oversold enough for that. And then Bernanke came along. Now, if you looked at Forbes and some of the bigger publications yesterday, they were already talking about a $10 billion a month taper in the bond buying program. So anyways, then he more or less confirmed that, and away we go. There was bonds rallied almost 3 points on the future. And, of course, you had this huge reversal in gold and silver, and which was going on right on into the close. So is it a major bottom? I don't know. Has the Fed fixed everything in sight? Not bloody likely. And what do we look for in here? Now, this one today is fast. Like, you've got the silver ETF, the HZU. It's up 12% today. So this is extreme short covering, and the same pace shouldn't be expected to last for too long. So it'll back off, take a correction. And then what are we looking for otherwise? It's the same old, same old. The Federal Reserve buying bonds, and they've been averaging down in the bond market, whether you look at the subprime mortgage index, where mortgage bonds, where a lot of the buying went into, or you look at the bond future, and where some of the buying went into, and they were looking good while these things were rallying, and then since May, when it did a big seasonal reversal, they've been looking pretty sheepish, I would guess, and every course you ever take on investing, they say don't average down. And the Fed has been averaging down, and I guess they got so much of it that I don't know how they ever get out, because they haven't restricted their manipulations just to the short end, where if they're buying 1 or 2 year maturities, then, you know, they get off the hook that way. But they've been buying buying the lower grade bonds, the terrible stuff like the subprime mortgages. So we're on an exciting day, Chris, and I'm pleased with the rally. And I think it needs to take a little rest in here, and before it moves up again. But the momentum on the downside was into an area where you would expect, you know, the decline to begin to end. And what happened was is that Bernanke's utterances said right now that it's going to end. So let's look for next week or so a test of the lows. The other thing on the precious metal stocks that one has to consider is that there's still a probability that the decline in both high-grade and low-grade bond prices would continue after this little pledge by the Fed to keep buying after May in the face of their consistent buying. So until we get past November, one has to worry about the other shoe coming down.
We certainly were looking for a rebound in here. We kind of stuck our necks out a bit because we saw some pretty heavy selling over the past few weeks. That capitulation low that we saw into this reaction seems to have some legs, and especially when you see Goldman Sachs calling for sub $1,000 gold, something, it didn't pass the smell test there.
No, it didn't. Yeah, I think, honestly, one just has to be completely in a trading mode, and when it's overbought, you lighten up, and when it's oversold, like earlier today, you put some back on. And honestly, to try and figure out what central bank are going to, well, we know what they're going to do. They're going to keep trying to depreciate the dollar. And one should always look at the forces that may prevent them from depreciating the dollar. And in order to do that, they have to have a speculative bid for most everything, tangible and financial assets. And for a year and a half until May, the really big bid was in lower grade bonds around the world. So then that gives the central bankers a chance to get their portion of the credit. And the bond high, that speculative rush in lower grade bonds into April was really a major phenomenon. And then you have to deal with that, and you also have to deal with an economy that's probably going to turn to weakening. It has been weak, you know. It's, as the establishment says, it's been the weakest recovery since the 1930s, and that was following the worst recession since the 1930s. So history and Mother Nature is trying to tell us something there. The other thing is that you've had a four-year recovery since June of 2009. You've also had a four-year bull market for the stock market since March of 2009, and bull markets at this length, there are not that many of them around, and in different sectors like the utilities into April, extreme overbought, and then the last sector to get very overbought was the small caps. So let's put it this way. On the big stock market, I think the best is in. Just like we were saying in April that for the lower grade bond market, the best was likely in. So there's two important, that one asset class topped out and became fragile. And then now in various stock market sectors have topped out and are facing fragility or vulnerability. And but you have this incredible but short-term influence of Federal Reserve statements. And here's the irony, Chris, is that all week of Monday, Tuesday, and certainly last week, the major financial journals were already discussing that they'd probably do the taper at about $10 billion. But if you look at it from another way, the intent of the bond buying program was to lower long interest rates. And it's not the first time the Fed has done it. It started buying bonds out of the market in the late 1940s to prevent the long bond interest rate from going above 3%. And then in the mid-60s, they then accelerated that bond program, and they called it Operation Twist. But at that point, they were trying to keep rates from going above 6%. And then, of course, as we all know, the interest rates for the long bond soared all the way up to 15% in January of 1981. But it was the mechanism of the Fed that was raising the interest rates, and their purpose was to lower them. And quite simply, they, with all their bond buying, they were injecting cash into the markets, and the traders in the bond market, future inflation, you have to put a premium on it. So there, and by the way, that 15% on the U.S. bond was the highest in history for long-dated interest rates in the senior currency. Even 300 years ago, they only got as high as 6.5% at the worst. So you're dealing with madmen with lots of power in the central banks. But overall, Mother Nature will always win. So on a day like today, the bond market was a little oversold as well. And the precious metals were getting pretty oversold. So Betty comes along, and it looks like they have great power, but only on the short term, Chris. I think that the world is facing the problem of way too much debt. And even if it was a more robust economy, it wouldn't generate enough cash flow to hope to begin to service the debt. That's on the corporate side. And then on government side, you've got tax revenues to deal with. And you're also at 4 years in a bull market for stocks and 4 years on a recovery, no matter how weak it's been. So our view on the bonds would be to let them run for a few more days and take some profits. Same on the precious metals. Let her run for a few more days, and then take some profits, or lighten up again into it, and just sort of have in mind that there could be further general financial troubles as we go into October.
Then are you forecasting that the reaction that we saw this year to the downside in the precious metals is coming to an end?
Close to it. That's for gold. If we go into a financial storm, silver will fall relative to gold. Of course, the gold stocks will get pulled down with the big ones. So I'm just sort of saying that on an oversold for the gold and silver sector, it was pretty good. I would have been happier if it had a run for a week, but then along Bernanke came said something. But on the other hand, if the lower-grade bonds and the stock market runs into a little trouble, then one is going to be prepared to have some dull times in the gold and silver stocks. So, but gold, people scared money around the world. When it goes into scary times, it'll buy U.S. Treasury bills, which puts the U.S. dollar up. And they will also buy gold, which will maintain the price of gold. But in a financial trouble, silver will then fall relative to gold, and that's always the telltale. But on today, let's call it an oversold market, a catalyst that came along prompted a rally. And we'll just see then, it'll have to go down and test the lows maybe next week, and then we'll just see if there's any financial storms come along here. So,
as we wrap up here, are there any other sectors or comments you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Well, no. I think the final part, Chris, the credit markets will dominate, and the telltale will be overbought or oversold. We had nice oversold in the precious metals, but you still have the problem of debt service. And although central bankers can move things near term for a bit, eventually Mother Nature can overwhelm the central banks as it did in 2008 and into 2009. The establishment likes to think that there were some errors made by the central bank then, that they weren't easy enough and all this sort of stuff. Or then the other establishment likes to think that they prevented the panic from lasting forever. But it cleared the air. We're now, and then also keep in mind that the recovery out of 1932 ran for 4 years and a bit, 4.5 years. The bull market for stocks was a 4.5 year one. And so this is the big picture, Chris, is that the first business cycle out of the crash is close to ending.
Bob Horry, I wonder if you could tell folks more about the services you provide at Institutional Advisors.
Yeah, sure. You can get in touch with us at institutionaladvisors.com, or you can just Google my name and everything comes in, Bob Hoy. We've been providing research on the financial markets, metal prices, interest rates, credit spreads, the yield curve, currencies, actually in a publication to institutions since 1982, which is quite a while to be in the business. And on the financial institutions, they pay proportionately, you know, like $5,000 to $10,000 a year. But we will look at high net worth individuals at about $1,200 a year. So, but it's generally reliable. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to say we've been in the business this long.
Hat tip for all your success, and we'll look forward to your next appearance here on GoldSeek.com Radio.
Anytime, Chris. Always enjoy talking with you.